back to Rome.
Back to Rome.
Talk about poetry. Today's title is Brother or Not to Brother? That is a question. Cheesy, I know. But people will remember this for generations. If I'm blessed with children, I think back, oh, what did he say back then? Baal Cedra centres around the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. Yet we are introduced to Yom Kippur in a morbid way. We are told that this mitzvah was given to Aaron after the tragic event when Aaron's sons died before Hashem by offering up strange incense. Perhaps this was not only a chronological marker, but a warning or a reminder not to come before Hashem at any time, but only when instructed to do so. This indirect warning turns to a sort of plea. Hashem said to Moshe, "Tell your brother Aaron that he is not to come at will in front of the cover that is upon the ark, lest he die." It wasn't a formal commandment. It was a plea to Moshe. The fact that Hashem used the words "your brother" indicates that Hashem was in a sense saying, because Aaron is your brother, you have responsibility over him. The word "brother" or even the mention of Aaron by name could have been left out of this verse. It could have written, "Tell the Kohen Hagadol not to come before the ark," and so forth. However, Hashem was personal, informal in his speech, concerning the holiest day of the year. You think of any year, time of the year, this would be the most regimental, because it deals with the sin of Israel. Why is it intensely holy? Because God wants a relationship with Israel. This is a day to say, inflict God's ego. Yom Kippur isn't just a day to say, God is mighty, God is good. Yom Kippur is a day when we marry Hashem. It's when we love, fall in love, so to speak, with Hashem all over again. When a couple gives their vows again, renew their vows, it's as if they've been married for the first time, hopefully. And this is Yom Kippur. One would think God would speak in titles rather than in a personal way. Because if something goes wrong, kaput, done. Kohen Hagadol drops dead if it does something wrong. And that's it. Yom Kippur cancelled. It didn't work. Try again next year. After all, Aaron would not be the only Kohen Hagadol to leave Yom Kippur services. So the question is, why say, "Tell your brother Aaron"? And why was Aaron's title not mentioned rather than his name? Well, the first assumption that could be made is perhaps Moshe forgot Aaron was his brother. The years in God's service could have caused him to forget his relationship with Aaron. Too much time up the mountain, somewhat secluded from the rest. It could be an idea that Hashem is conveying. But the previous time Hashem mentioned that Aaron, as Moshe's brother, was at the heat of his struggles. At the end of the back and forth argument with God over Moshe's call to be the leader and saviour of Israel, and also when they were in Mitzrayim in Egypt, more specifically when Moshe complained that he could not speak, "I have uncircumcised lips." It could also be translated "poisoned lips." Meaning, whatever he said made things worse. My words are like poison. Whatever I say just makes things worse. I came, what happened? I told Pharaoh, "Let us go." Pharaoh says, "No, you're just being lazy. We'll work." But Moshe said to Hashem, "Please, Adonai, I have never been a man of words." This is before Mitzrayim, when he was arguing with the bush. "Either in times past or now that you have spoken to your servant, I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." And Hashem said to him, "Who gives human speech? Who makes the dumb or deaf, see or blind? It is not I, Hashem. Now go, and I will be with you as you speak, and will instruct you what to say." But he said, "Please, please, Hashem, make someone else your agent." Hashem became angry with Moshe and said, "There is your brother. There's your brother Aaron, the Levite. He, I know, speaks readily. Even now he's setting out to meet you, and he will be happy to see you. You shall speak to him and put the words into his mouth, and I will be with you and with him as you speak, and tell you both of you what to do." And again, when they were in Mitzrayim, and Hashem said to Moshe, "I am Hashem, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. All that I will tell you." Moshe appealed to Hashem, saying, "See, I get tongue-tied. How then should Pharaoh heed me?" Hashem replied to Moshe, "See, I place you in the role of God to Pharaoh, with your brother Aaron as your prophet. You shall repeat all that I command you, and your brother Aaron shall speak to Pharaoh to let the Israelites depart from his land." Did we notice when it said brother? Twice, in fact, in the same verse. Either Moshe's got a memory of a fish, or it's intentional. In those instances, we can see Hashem making mention of the relationship between Moshe and Aaron. And if we look at Mishlei concerning brotherhood, we see a friend is devoted at all times, a brother is born to share adversity. Perhaps this verse in Mishlei is referring to the relationship between Moshe and Aaron. Maybe this is more a reflection Where one brother was weak, Adela helped in his weakness. However, the context in our Cedra is different from that which I have quoted, for we are well past the troubles of Mitzrayim. Moshe at this point is seemingly more confident and complains less about his abilities or about his place within Israel. Yet again, Hashem reminds Moshe that Aaron is his brother. So we saw that Hashem said to Moshe, your brother Aaron, in the wilderness and in Mitzrayim, in times of his struggles. So if I was Moshe, I'd be looking behind my back to see what was coming next. Because there's a reason why now Hashem is saying, your brother Aaron. I'd be thinking, right, what's happening now? Who's going to die? You know, which struggle am I going to come across? However, this time it is reversed. Aaron was there as a support for Moshe, but Moshe is to be a support. Now, Moshe was to be the big brother for Aaron, to carry him for his ordeal in which he is to take part. And let us not forget, a Kohen HaGadol carried our nation's sins before God and made atonement for us and for himself and his household. A type of Mashiach. Just as Mashiach Yeshua bore the sins of all Israel when he was killed, so did the Kohen HaGadol. Our sins were upon him. Such a sensitive event this was and will be. That one step out of line and someone could be killed. This wasn't your usual Shabbat. You know, it's sort of semi-casual. But you picture it in your mind. Going up to the Temple Mount and the Mishkan's there. It's not just four people going up, it's an entire nation. Imagine the trouble with seating then. There wouldn't be enough chairs. Too many tambourines. People would be taking meltdowns. That would be somewhat chaotic. But how amazing that day would be. Even more so when the Mashiach will be here. But one mistake the Kohen HaGadol makes, that's it. Game over, so to speak. No one will be rolling about, making silly noises, pretending that they are speaking in tongues. Silence, fasting, and repentance would be the order of the day, in the hope that Hashem would accept our offering and restore us. Thus, the crux of all this Hashem was reminding Moshe to be a brother to Aaron through his struggles, and to ensure that Aaron lived, we instructed him not to go into the Holy of Holies at any time or whenever Aaron wanted. For he may have wanted to enter and consult Hashem over the death of his two sons, even if it was a prayer for help. It could have been that simple. Yet he was not allowed. So Moshe was to help him as his brother, one to whom Aaron could talk and share his struggles with, just as he was there throughout Moshe's struggles. It is interesting that as we leave Pesach, we are faced with Yom Kippur, which is further away. And we are to keep that day in mind. Because we will be a brother or a sister to one another. Will we hold each other up? Will we enable each other's growth? Or will we let our egos push each of us seemingly forward? Be it in synagogue or outside it. As I usually say, the option or the answer is ours to make. But to sum up, brother or not to brother, that is a question. Amen.